Other headlines, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced today that she will not run for re-election next year. The 85-year-old became the first woman to serve as House Speaker in 2007. She was elected to the role for a second time in January of 2019. In a video message, Pelosi spoke directly to her constituents in San Francisco, the city she's represented for nearly four decades in Congress.
I say to my colleagues in the House all the time, no matter what title they have bestowed upon me, Speaker, leader, whip, there has been no greater honor for me than to stand on the House floor and say, I speak for the people of San Francisco.
Pelosi gave up her leadership post 3 years ago, but remains a powerful force in her party as Speaker Emerita. She's also been a frequent target of Republicans, including President Trump. The Supreme Court is letting the Trump administration block transgender and non-binary people from choosing their own gender identity on passports for now. The decision pauses a lower court order that required the government to let people choose male, female, or X on their passports as a lawsuit on the matter plays out. In an unsigned ruling, the court's majority wrote that, quote, displaying passport holders' sex at birth no more offends equal protection principles than displaying their country of birth. The ACLU called the decision a heartbreaking setback for the freedom of all people to be themselves. In Texas, officials say a defensive player for the Dallas Cowboys, 24-year-old Marshawn Nealand, was found dead today of an apparent suicide. Police in the Dallas suburb of Frisco say Nealand crashed his vehicle following a chase and then fled the scene on foot. He was later found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Cowboys drafted Nealand last year out of Western Michigan, and he played in Monday night's loss to the Arizona Cardinals. In a statement, the Cowboys organization called Nealand a beloved teammate. A jury in Virginia has awarded $10 million to Abby Zwirner, the former teacher who was shot by her six-year-old student in 2023. Zwirner's attorneys had argued that a former assistant principal at Rickneck Elementary School ignored repeated warnings that the child had a gun. Zwirner was shot in the hand and chest as she sat at a reading table in her first-grade classroom. She spent nearly 2 weeks in the hospital and no longer has full use of her left hand. The assistant principal, Ebony Parker, faces 8 counts of felony child neglect. Her trial is set for later this month. In Mexico, a man was arrested overnight after groping President Claudia Sheinbaum as she made her way through a crowd in Mexico City earlier this week. A widely circulated video of the incident shows the man leaning in to kiss Sheinbaum and then touching her inappropriately. At a press conference today, Sheinbaum said she was filing charges in the interests of, as she put it, defending all Mexican women. The incident has struck a chord for many in Mexico, where women say such instances happen all too often.
It's something very common, and I think it should stop being normalized. It's not okay for someone to touch us and just feel like because we're walking on the street, they can touch our bodies.
Sheinbaum has dismissed any push to increase her security or to change the way she interacts with the public. Instead, she's urging states to review their laws to make it easier for women to report such assaults. Typhoon Kalmegi made landfall in Vietnam today after slamming the Philippines earlier this week. The storm brought intense winds and heavy rain to the Vietnamese coast. Three fishermen were reported missing after strong waves swept away their boat. Officials say more than 500,000 people have been evacuated. Even before the storm landed, record-breaking rains flooded parts of Vietnam. Some areas expect to see more than 24 inches of rain. Meantime, in the Philippines, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of emergency today after the storm killed at least 114 people, with more than 120 others still missing. Back in this country, a former Justice Department employee who threw a sandwich at a federal agent in August was found not guilty of misdemeanor assault today. Video of the incident went viral and became a focal point in the Trump administration's law enforcement surge in Washington, D.C. A grand jury had initially declined to indict Sean Charles Dunn with a felony. His lawyers argued it was not assault, but a harmless gesture during an act of protest. Tesla shareholders voted today for a pay package that could make Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire. To reach that mark, the Tesla boss would have to meet several ambitious financial goals over the next decade. The vote follows weeks of debate over Musk's management of the electric car maker and whether any corporate leader should get that kind of money, with small investors and even the Pope weighing in. Layoffs across the nation soared last month. That's according to outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, which reported 153,000 job cuts in October. That makes it the worst October for layoffs in more than two decades. That report added to the downbeat mood on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost nearly 400 points by the close. The Nasdaq dropped almost 450 points. The S&P 500 also ended sharply lower. Still to come on the NewsHour, how young conservatives are trying to pick up the mantle after Charlie Kirk's assassination. We put President Trump's claims that Christians are being persecuted in Nigeria into context. And producer and screenwriter Noah Oppenheim discusses his latest film, A House of Dynamite.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.